the Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
The coverage of sexual assault on college campuses has been widespread in the media.
While colleges have been doing a lot to combat this issue, what is being done by high schools?
Would you go to college without knowing basic academic skills such as math or science?
High school is preparing us academically for college, but how is it preparing us personally and socially? I'm Cecilia Markley.
I'm Grace Fowler.
And I'm Drew Niederheiser.
According to RAIN, or Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, consent is an agreement between participants to engage in a sexual activity.
We surveyed 11 students from 6 different high schools across Westmoreland County about their experience with consent education in high school health class. Of the 11 students surveyed, only 4 agreed or strongly agreed that they learned about consent in high school health class.
We spoke with one student from a Westmoreland County high school who shared her health class experience.
Our teacher stated that if we have sex, to use protection. They did say that the best thing to do would be to abstain from sex. We barely talked about consent. Girls were specifically zeroed in on and were told to not drink or use drugs because they would be more likely to have unprotected sex or be raped. I don't feel like students were properly educated at my school. There is often confusion on topics, such as STDs.
Both students and educators alike agree that consent education is lacking in high schools.
Anne Emmerling, Executive Director of Blackburn Center, an organization that combats sexual assault and domestic violence, shares her thoughts on consent education.
There's clearly a gap in what needs to be taught in high schools, and we're not giving students the opportunity to build skills. Without the opportunity for students to think about these things, to talk about these things, to learn the skills, to practice those skills in kind of a non-threatening setting, it's not going to stick. It's not going to be something that they're going to take forward with them in the community, and we're just going to be perpetuating this problem over and over again with confusion about consent.
Blackburn Center has a program that works on educating high school students in Westmoreland County on the topic of consent.
Beth Babiak, Education Outreach Program Manager at Blackburn Center, shared that their education specialists provide 3-day programs in various Westmoreland County high schools. On the first day, the program discusses sexual harassment. On the second day, sexual assault is covered, and dating violence is covered on the third day.
Megan Mittleider, a health and physical education teacher from Hempfield Area High School, local to Westmoreland County, states that it is required to take 90 days of health as sophomores. 15 to 20 of these days are dedicated to sex education, and Blackburn Center comes in for 3 of these days.
Mittleider shares her thoughts on consent education.
Especially for high school kids, you can't just teach them about the reproductive systems and pregnancy and childbirth and say, okay, we're heading on to the next unit. That's the basic knowledge which they need, but there's a lot more real life scenarios out there that they need to be able to understand, like when they get into a relationship, what does consent mean?
For more information on consent, visit blackburncenter.org, loveisrespect.org, or rainn.org.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy was produced by the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County's Youth Philanthropy Interns with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Community Foundation.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at www.cfwestmoreland.org.